together to fight for what we love.
Holds a significant amount of privilege and power over other groups.
You're listening to
Consider the Alternative.
Consider the Alternative.
Consider the Alternative.
Consider the Alternative.
A CITR podcast.
The climate justice movement is the movement of our generation. Because just as this crisis is overwhelmingly huge, the movement to stop it is wonderfully so. By creating a more just world and desperately trying to chart a rational course for the future of civilization, we are doing the most important thing we could be doing right now. We are coming together to fight for what we love, and I could not imagine a more powerful or fulfilling or beautiful feeling. And that is how I know we will win.
That was Rebecca Hamilton, a 16-year-old Vancouver high school student. Rebecca is the organizer and spokesperson of Sustainability Teens and Climate Strike Canada, two youth-led climate change organizations. In December 2018, Rebecca organized the first Vancouver climate strike led by young people. Back then, just 50 people attended.
So we had our first strike on December 7th. There was 50 of us. We occupied the Minister for the Environment's office. We asked the BC, George Heyman. We asked him a couple questions. We talked to the mayor. And it was really amazing, the sense of connection, because for so long, all of us had felt really disconnected, worrying about climate crisis alone in our rooms. But now we were part of a movement. We were taking action. We were doing something about this.
Since December, a lot has changed. On May 3rd, Rebecca helped organize her fourth youth climate strike. Hundreds of students filled up the Vancouver Art Gallery Plaza in downtown Vancouver. The strike was part of a larger series of actions across the country. I attended the march to witness the youth-led movement and get perspective from its leaders.
So, my name is Max Newman. I'm full of the art gallery right now, where the climate strike march is about to start. So I'm here with Gerald today. He's a German photographer. What do you think? How many people are attending the march, approximately? Do you think more than 1,000 people? I think there's a lot.
Very crowded, and the streets are full of students. It's good to see the young students are going out to demonstrate.
Myself and Gerald joined the march in front of the Vancouver Art Gallery and walked east down Georgia Street.
So, we're marching down the street. Where will we do a pause at the Environment and Climate Change Canada office. And there will be some activities and speeches as well.
There will be a lot of people. When we got to the Climate Change and Environment Canada office, Rebecca and fellow sustainability teens read out their 7 demands to fight climate change. These demands are addressed to leaders and governments to start acting to combat climate change.
What do we want?
Climate action!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Climate action!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Climate action!
When do we want it?
Now!
Climate action!
Now!
The march just stopped at Hander Street. People are holding up signs.
I also had the chance to speak with Amelia Burgraff and Clarice Moore, some of the young protesters.
We're from Argyle, so North Shore, and we came down because we want to support sustainability in Canada, in the world.
Be heard.
The more people hear, the louder our voices are.
There's also a dog in the front row who's also kind of holding up a sign which is saying, I don't want to become a hot dog. I think it's also a cool statement for climate action. So the march just stopped. People are sitting down on the street.
After about an hour, we arrived back at the art gallery, where I had the chance to speak with Rebecca about her work for climate action.
So my name is Rebecca Hamilton. I'm a 16-year-old organizer with Climate Strike Canada. Right now we're at the Vancouver Art Gallery. We had, at the peak, we had around 2,000 to 3,000 young people crowding this plaza and flooding the streets of downtown Vancouver to demand climate action.
Rebecca gave me an overview of her recent organizing. She directly attributes past climate strikes to policy change at City Hall.
In January, we had a strike to support the Vancouver City Hall motion to declare climate emergency. So we striked, we gave speeches, did a creative action, and it passed, which was really incredible. And so Vancouver became the first Canadian city out of Quebec to declare climate emergency. And then on March 15th, we were part of the International Strike Day. So we had 2,000 students here then as well, as part of 1.4 million students across the world striking, and it was just such an incredible feeling. And since then, we've really ballooned. We have a lot of active organizers. We have like around 50 active organizers. We spend a lot of time on video calls, planning. We've done a couple of actions since then. So for example, we supported the Vancouver City Hall new climate action plan, which was the boldest climate action plan of any city. And now we're here.
So you think, after all the work you've put into it, do you have the feeling that the city councillors have really heard you the demands and really taking you seriously now?
Yes, I think the youth voice is so powerful because we're the moral authority on this crisis. You can't say no to young people just asking for a safe future. And so I think we really resonate with adults who have children. You know, like they see their children in us, and I think we can really influence them on that emotional level. Like we tell them, you're doing this for your children, and so I think we have had an influence at City Council.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
The most recent climate change motion passed at City Hall on April 29th. This climate emergency plan has been credited for its ambitious aims. It includes 6 big moves to keep Vancouver's CO2 levels from rising above 1.5 degrees Celsius, the amount needed to prevent catastrophic environmental disasters. Thank you for listening. This was part one of the series on climate action in Vancouver. The music is discovered by Ambient Music and Seeing the Future from Dexter Britton. Production and editing by Max Newman. Special thanks to the inspiring Rebecca Hamilton. And last but not least, I would like to thank Alex DeBoer for her assistance and advice throughout the production of this piece.